Welcome to the Cost Segregation Authority series, brought to you by My Cost Segregation. Today we cover the Economic Stimulus Act of 2008. This law was signed on February 13, 2008, and it brought 50% bonus depreciation back after a 3-year gap. Here is the story. Bonus depreciation had been in place since 2002. The rate went from 30% to 50% in 2003, but the law had an expiration date. After 2004, the bonus depreciation window closed. From 2005 through 2007, there was no bonus. You still got regular depreciation on your short-life assets, but there was no extra first-year write-off on top. Then, the economy hit trouble. 2008 brought the start of a serious financial crisis. Congress wanted to encourage business investment. They reached back into the playbook that had worked in 2002 and 2003. They revived bonus depreciation. The Economic Stimulus Act of 2008 brought back 50% bonus for qualified property acquired after December 31, 2007 and placed in service before January 1, 2009. That is a 1-year window for most property. You bought it in 2008, you placed it in service in 2008, and you could deduct 50% of the cost in year 1. Now let us connect this to cost segregation. If you placed a commercial property in service during 2008 and had a cost segregation study done, the short life components identified in that study, things like 5-year equipment assets, 7-year property, and 15-year land improvements, were all eligible for the revived 50% bonus. That 50% came right off the top in year 1, before the regular depreciation schedule even started on the remaining basis. For a taxpayer who bought and placed a building in service in 2008, this was significant. The regular depreciation on a building is 39 years. A cost seg study might identify 20 or 30% of the building's value as short life components. At 50% bonus, half of those reclassified components could be written off immediately. The rest of the short life basis continued on the regular 5-year, 7-year, or 15-year schedule. This law is short. It was targeted. It had a narrow placed in service window, but it mattered a lot to anyone who owned property placed in service in 2008. After this law expired at the end of 2008, Congress extended and expanded bonus again in 2009 under the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act. Then, in 2010, the rate jumped to 100% for the first time. We will cover those in separate episodes. What the 2008 law shows is that bonus depreciation is a tool Congress keeps coming back to when the economy needs a push. It was not a one-time gimmick from 2002, it came back in 2003, went away, came back in 2008, and kept evolving from there. That pattern is important for understanding the whole history. Through your cost segregation study, knowing which law governs your placed in service year determines your bonus rate. The 2008 Act is the authority for that window. It is documented, specific, and legally clear. That is the Economic Stimulus Act of 2008. It revived 50% bonus depreciation for property placed in service in 2008. Gave investors and business owners a valuable first-year deduction, and kept the bonus framework alive for the laws that came after. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To see how the placed-in-service history applies to your report, check the authority library included with your study.